From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look from something out of our friends over at Blue Run Spirits, and this was their first ever rye release. It was their Golden Rye, and of course, this sold out in a matter of hours, pretty much like anything it seems that they're doing. They get the Midas touch when it comes to it.
It's the golden butterfly.
It is. That was a golden butterfly in this one. Yeah, they get that blue butterfly in their bourbon and stuff like that. It's ingenious marketing that they're doing.
Yep.
But this is a sourced and undisclosed Kentucky rye that it's coming from, 95 proof, and it's non-age dated, and the retail price was around $100.
Any idea of mash bill or anything like that, or nope, just 95 proof?
I tried digging into it, and I don't think I ever found that much. When I say dig into it, it was my 30 seconds of research before we came and did this.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, we could probably
whatever's on the Evernote.
We could Google it now, but we're already recording. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, who cares? Let's try it.
Yeah, let's try it. All right. On the nose. Golden raisin. Maybe that golden just puts a thought in your head.
You almost get like that, you know, like when you open up a fresh pack of bubble yum, kind of you know, that chalky kind of
big league chew,
like sugary smell.
Yeah, I could see that. And then they were totally right. I know the name was kind of like Golden Rye because of the color was very much golden. And if you get your own bottle, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, and then there's some golden spices in the back, you know, some nice baking spices.
Golden spices. All right, let's go ahead and with the taste here.
It's really fruity on the front end.
Yeah.
Kind of like a white grape, like Welch's white grape or Concord's the purple.
Yeah.
There's something like grapey about it. And then it just kind of, a little bit of honey, and then it kind of opens up in those like allspice, baking spice, you know, more of those darker, not golden spices, but darker spices.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't also have a very like in your face sort of finish or taste or anything like that. For me, it was rather kind of delicate, I would say maybe more balanced, but it wasn't very much like a rye punch in the face. Like
yeah.
You don't feel like your cheeks are going to sting when you're tasting this.
Yeah, there's not a ton of like spearmint or piney notes that you get with a rye. It's more of like a fruity and subtle spicy kind of.
I think subtle is probably the best way to put it.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. I kind of like the nose. I like the open up a big league chew.
All right, and on the taste?
I'm kind of sideways to like order.
I'd say sideways.
I mean,
as well.
There's some good things going. I wanted a little bit more elevated. It was a little bit muted, but there were some good things, but I still wanted some more.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. So it was like a big standout thing. It was, for me, kind of like average middle of the road sort of
thing. Yeah, I'll go sideways.
And on the finish?
Similar, sideways. Nothing, you know, nothing bad about it, but nothing memorable. It's just a nice, easy, balanced rye. If you're just getting to rye whiskey, this would be a good one because it's very subtle. It's not like this explosion of spearmint or spice. It's not going to blow your taste buds off. So it'd be a nice entry for you.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not going to be like some of those MGP 95.5s that are 120 something proof that you're just going to completely blow your palate off of on the first try. So again, I think you're right. This is a little bit more of an easier drinker sort of gateway rye.
Yep. Good job. And it comes with a golden butterfly.
And it got the golden butterfly. But cheers, everybody. That was our review for the Blue Run Spirits Golden Rye. We'll see you next time.